Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to the radio station, and this is radio station CITR 101.9 FM, and the radio show you currently might be listening to on those particular radio waves is Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show. My name is Russian Tim, and let's start the show if you don't mind. It's 10:37 a.m. in the morning. Till 11:30 p.m. Oh, p.m. a.m. I always get those confused. I won't go that way. Till 11:30 a.m. I will be playing for you some punk rock music, some new and exciting punk rock music, even some pop punk. How crazy is that? And also, we will do a ticket giveaway in the end of the show to Poor Form 7-inch release and tour kickoff show, which is happening on the 29th. I started the show with a song by the band called The Offspring. That was a song called Mota from their album Ixnay on the Hombre. Last week, I got an email from Eric Flexiohead, the legendary Eric Flexiohead, who used to be a host, original host, a legendary of Punk Rock Radio Show on CITR on Tuesday, Flex Your Head, which is on the CITR every evening. And he was getting rid of some CDs, and he had boxes of CDs he didn't really need, and he invited me to take a look, and I grabbed quite a few, and The Offspring, Ixnay and the Hobre one was one of those CDs, and I have been listening in my car non-stop to this album, and just decided to, it's just remembered how good this album is. It's good, and this song is good as well. I'll play you more of the good songs. Hopefully you will like them as much as people normally like Offspring, or don't. Doesn't really matter. Let's start with some new music. Oh, and one more thing. This show will be the last show before a 2 weeks break. I'm going away on a very exciting trip, exciting for me, for a couple of weeks, and I will be back in the middle of June. So the next 2 weeks there won't be any show, which is okay. I think Maybe it's a good time for a break. Maybe not. Who knows? Alright, let's start listening to music. I'm talking way too much. And I'd like to start with a song by the band originally recorded by Groovy Ghoulies, but Cappy Ghoulie re-recorded his album Fun in the Dark with the band from Netherlands, Rotterdam. They just re-released this album this year. They re-recorded it. It sounds fresher. It sounds exciting. And I would like to play the first song, She Gets All the Girls. This is an older super hit by Groovy Ghoulies. And this is Cappy Ghoulie and the Accelerators from Rotterdam, Netherlands. Let's listen. You listen to Rocket from Russia. She Gets All the Girls. Well, that's it. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Rocket from Russia is on the air, playing you some punk rock music. Yes, that just happened. Let's go over the songs which I played for you with the help of the computer. The opening track was by Kepi Guli and the Accelerators, from Rotterdam, Netherlands. As I said in the beginning, they re-recorded Kepi Guli's or Groovy Guli's album Fun in the Dark, and I opened this block of music with a song called She Gets All the Girls, the new version. Right after that, we heard the Isotopes from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. They released a new album, Nuclear Strike Zone. That was a song called Hasta La Vista, Baby. It featured Blag from The Dwarfs. He sang 8 lines, something like that. And also, this is a song as a reference to, for me, as a huge... anti-huge baseball fan. That was a reference to Alex Rodriguez, some guy who I have no idea who he is, but that was it. Right after that, we heard Top Bunk. I played them on the show before. I really liked their debut release, that self-titled one, and that was a song called Can't Hang. Then we heard a song by Pool Party from Miami, Florida. They released an album called Number One, because they are Number One, Pool Party, and that was a song called Favorite Girls. Then we heard Teenage Bottle Rocket. Oh, they have a super release, Tales from Wyoming, and that was a song about Can't Quit You. The singer of the song can easily quit the crystal meth, but not the beloved. I assume it's a female, but I don't think it specifies, but I'm not sure. Very often I don't really understand what the band sing about or pay attention. Right after that, we heard a song by The Shatters from Chilliwack, BC. They released their second release called Tone Improvement. That was a radio premiere of a song, and that was a tone improvement. According to The Shatters, they improved their tone, or maybe they didn't. Maybe they just made a fun of themselves, calling their new EP like Tone Improvement. And that was a song called Pop Punk Elite. Probably a reference to the Isotopes. Who knows? I can just guess. Then we heard Peach Kelly Pop from her new third studio album. That was a song called Shampoo. And the final track was by Tua Guitar, Silver of Sun. That was the name of the song. In This Mess, their new album came out on Fat Records. And Toy Guitar, if you were not aware, will be playing Rocket from Russia anniversary show, which will happen on June 20th at the Cobalt. The show will also feature Grease Thieves and Uptights, and I will also play some DJ music in terms of playing songs for you, and there will be also some special guests announced. The tickets should be at the record stores this week, if I will have time to drop them off to different record stores before I leave on Thursday. Let's move on to the next block of music, which is will be a little bit more heavy, a little bit less pop punk, which is great for some listeners, according to your feedback. Good. Let's start with a band called No Problem from Edmonton, Alberta. They released a brand new 7-inch, which came out just a couple of weeks ago. The name of this new 7-inch is Kid Killer. This band features the members of Wednesday Night Heroes. They are amazing. I have been listening to them the past probably couple of weeks, and I just can't stop listening. They have this amazing mix of adolescence and then all the best things from 80s hardcore. And when I first heard them, it was amazing experience, because in one song you hear adolescence, then you hear a little bit of Bad Religion, then you hear like something like as like aggressive as Minor Threat. And listening to the whole album, they captured the best bits of those legendary bands from the 80s, and then like created their, you know, this, I don't know, I fell in love with them as soon as I heard them. Let's check out their new song. The new song is called Killing Time. This is No Problem from Edmonton, Alberta. You're listening to CITR, Rocket from Russia. We'll be right back.
Very satanic.
You're listening to Rocket from Russia, CITR 101.9 FM, and I just played you a block of relatively heavy punk rock, and not even punk rock music as well. Opening track, No Problem, from Edmonton, Alberta, Kid Killer, their new 7-inch, and that was a song called Killing Game. As you can hear, they mix all that amazing hardcore, and they do it in their own very catchy way. Then my favorites, The Broke Downs, from their last year's album Like Is a Breeze, from Elgin, Illinois, or whatever this state is pronounced. That was a song called Everything Is Immoral. Only 50 seconds, but super catchy. Then we heard the band from Portland, Portland, Oregon, The Stops. They released a new album called Nameless Face, and that was a song called What You Don't Know. And the final track, I'd like to tell a little bit about this band. They're called Black Tower, and that's pretty much sounded like a complete metal to me, but they have obviously the punk rock connection. They, Scotty from the band called The Creeps, he started this new project, and you know, The Creeps, they already have the relatively metal sounding satanic project called Crusades, and after that you thought, could they go even metal? Yes, they could, and the answer is Black Tower, a new band. Their new album is recorded. It's almost will be out very, very soon. There's only 3 songs on Bandcamp. The name of the album is The Secret Fire, and we heard a song called Death March. And also this album, oh sorry, this band features Aaron, who also won a gold medal before when he was a younger person, as a teen, if you didn't know, or if that is an interesting fact. So yeah, Black Tower from Ottawa, a relatively metal band. They will be along with the Creeps and Crusades playing the fest in the in the fall. And the funny thing about, I'm just looking at Black Tower's Bandcamp page right now. You know how on Bandcamp you can buy a specific amount. You can pick an amount that you can buy the record for. Obviously, their price is $666.66 Canadian cents. Yeah, that's very conceptual. All right, my friends, how about we do a ticket giveaway to a good show? To a good show, which is happening this Friday. The Poor Form, they are playing. They're finally, officially releasing their 7-inch. And they will be playing the Pura Mania and Flowers and Fire. And according to the guys from the band from Poor Form, they already have the 7-inch and should be available for sale. I've been playing songs from the 7-inch for quite some long time, and I just am in love. All 3 songs are amazing. It's very well be a hard competition for me to best one local 7-inch of the year between Poor Form and Fashionist. Both 7-inch is a killer. So yeah, let's check out again. I've played this song before, but it's just so good that I will play it for you again. Poor Form, Coverts, that's the opening track from that new 7-inch, which will be released this Friday, May 29th. And if you'd like to go and check out this show and see Poor Form along with Pura Mania, who are amazing live. I saw them again with Poor Form a few months ago, in February. They were just unbelievable. They're the front man. I think he's from Venezuela. I tried to research him, but he has such an amazing punk rock charisma. Just blows away. The guy is good. The guy and the band is good, but like watching them live, that was quite an experience. So Poor Form, Pura Mania, Flowers and Fire, this, I think it's Friday, May 29th. Yes, this is correct statement. And 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, if you would like to go and check out that show for free. I have a pair of tickets to give away. This is Poor Form from their new 7-inch Covers.
Corners and gaining ground. I cut myself a lot of day. Nothing matters well anyway. Got a problem you don't want to know. I'm all cheap shots and letting go. I'm a fucker and I hate myself. But I'm in love with nobody else. It's always the same and it was a lie. Always the same and it was a lie. Just trying to keep some sense of purpose and relief. All victims of attack.
Hello, hello, hello! That was weekly punk rock radio show Rocket from Russia. According to my friend Adam Ferris, who is listening right now, all of it is welcome to Rocket from Russia. That is correct. Thank you for your feedback. This is great. That has been great. I got some feedback. Hopefully, thanks to all the music. To all the bands which recorded amazing music, which allows me to continue doing the show very, very easily. Way too many great bands, and I cannot even keep up with all of them. So many great bands releasing great music, so great. Alright, three bands we heard: Poor Form, Pura Mania, Flowers and Fire, playing at Antisocial on May 29th, and this is Poor Form, a 7-inch release, and tour kickoff. I will be away, obviously. I'm very sad that I'm missing the show, I want to see all three bands. But I asked my friend Kevin if he can purchase me a 7-inch of Poor Form, because I believe this will be a killer legendary 7-inch. And I hope you enjoyed those as well. Anyways, Poor Form, that was a song from that new 7-inch, and that was a song called Covered. Then we heard Pura Mania from their 7-inch, and that was a title track called La Estafa Musical. The reason I told you that the guy's from Venezuela, because as I understand, majority of their songs are in their own language. I think it's Spanish. I'm not an expert in languages and things like that, but it sounds like Spanish. And I love that stuff. I just love when bands do that. You have a local band and they sing in Spanish, and the guy is just ridiculously good frontman. Pura Mania, from here, from Vancouver, BC, La Estafa Musical. And the final track was by Flowers and Fire, from their demo, and that was a song actually called Fault Fire. Actually, I'm curious if they have a song called Flowers on this release. No, they don't. Just Fire. The band is called Flowers and Fire, and we heard a song called Fire. Alright, this is it. Like I said, those shows again. Oh, another feedback. What's going on today? Well, today is a special day. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I played something good. But again, Ilya, a new listener to the show, he says, awesome show today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your feedback. This is great. All right, this is it. That was weekly punk rock radio show, Rocket from Russia. I'd like to make two announcements. The first one is that I'm going away, and I'm crazy excited about this trip. We're doing a road trip with a whole bunch of my friends from Russia, from university, some of them I haven't seen for 10 years since I moved here. And we driving from New York to Los Angeles, and two of our friends are getting married, and we will have a stag event at Las Vegas. So it should be, I'm going away for 2 weeks, should be lots of, like my colleague at work said, I expect you to drink lots of vodka in America. I think that might happen actually. So that's why the next two shows I won't be here, and so there will be no show for the next 2 weeks, and I will be back, I believe it is June, the next show will be, let me just take a look on the computer, June 16th. It will be fully focused on the upcoming Rocket from Russia anniversary, which will feature Toy Guitar, Grease Thieves, and Uptights at the Cobalt on June 20th. So that was kind of that will be a pre-party on June 16th, and then June 20th is the actual event. Is there anything else? No, I think this is it. This is it, what I was supposed to say. The legend, the myth, the morning after show is coming up right after this. The legendary Osvaldo is picking some great music to play for your listening pleasure. Привет, привет. See? His Russian is much better than mine. At least, yeah. All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a super couple of weeks. I won't be here. And if you want to see how we will be drinking vodka in America, follow the Instagram, Rocket from Russia. There should be some 18-plus JPEGs. I hope so. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, on facebook.com/rocketfromrussia, on iTunes, and on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Have a great super week. Have a great couple of weeks. I will be back, and I would like to finish with a song by the band called NoFX, and this is a song called First Call. This is exactly opposite to the last call. Yeah, you will. If you listen to the lyrics, you understand what this specific gentleman means. No facts. First call. Thank you so much for listening. Morning after show is right after this. First call. This is it. Bye bye.
All my neighbors are fast asleep, and I can't find anything to drink. Mackenzie's drank all the grain alcohol, so I'm headed down the street to First Call. Shut the fuck up.